Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. 1-833-563-2539. Call right now.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Yeah, we're the Joe and Alex Show. And how did you get your nickname? That is what we want you to call in at right now. Or maybe you know somebody, like they did something and forever, that's what you and your friends called them. That was their nickname. 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. Oh, how do I say this? I'm going to clean this up the best I can. This is something that I saw on Twitter, and I was drinking my water yesterday. I almost spit it out everywhere. This girl said, quote, "Since my first boyfriend and I didn't flip pancakes until we were 18, they started dating when they were 14, she said she gave him a lot of special kisses. I think we all know what those special kisses would be. And she said sometimes it tasted awful. And he said it can't be that bad. So I had him put it in a Dixie cup and try it. My nickname ever since then has been Dixie." Oh my gosh. That is absolutely insane. Wow. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. It doesn't have to be like that girl's story, but how did you get your nickname? Lindsay, I call you nicknames that you don't like. I know that.
I know. I would like to know why you came up with these.
I call you Stinky Booty just because I like to call you Stinky Booty. I mean, I don't
Why do you think that's okay?
I don't know. I mean, your booty doesn't stink. It's not like that. It's just
I appreciate that.
It's a nickname. I mean, do you have any other nicknames besides what I call you?
Honestly, not really. I mean, my dad calls me Munchkin sometimes, but I'm pretty sure that's just because I'm the smallest person in my family. When I was younger, my cousin used to call me Reading Rainbow.
Why were you called Reading Rainbow?
Because I was an incredibly nerdy child. Now I'm just an incredibly nerdy adult, but I read all the time.
Okay.
I was never without a book.
JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Let's kick things off with Debbie this morning. Debbie, what was your nickname?
Okay, so my name is Debbie Cream, or people call me Debbie Cream. I stopped eating animal products about a year and a half ago, but over the summer, someone gave me really hot salsa with chips. So I was like, holy, oh my God.
Yeah, it was really hot.
Something. So they gave me a thing of sour cream, and I ate it the whole thing with a spoon, so now people call me Debbie Cream.
Oh my gosh, it was that hot?
It was so hot.
Oh,
I started crying, and I wiped my makeup off on their towel.
Oh my gosh. That's insane.
Do you like the name, or does it bother you?
It kind of bothered me because when I try it, like when people call me Sarah, or Debbie Cream, people get kind of freaked out because they think it's sexual. But then I explain the story, and then they're like, wow, you're kind of repulsive. So
yeah,
it's
there you
nice.
Go. All right, well, Debbie Cream, you do your thing. We appreciate you calling in here to the Joe and Alex Show. Let's talk to Ashley. Ashley, what's your nickname?
My nickname by my family is Pie. They still call me it to this day, and I'm 28 years old.
Like P-I-E Pie?
Yes.
Why is that your nickname?
My mom was in the hospital, and I kept refusing to breastfeed. And they found out that she had walking pneumonia really, really bad and didn't show any signs of it. So I technically saved my mom's life from refusing breast milk. And my grandma had taken care of me while my mom was in the hospital. And when she came out, she was like, I hope she wasn't bad. And my grandma was like, no, she's been sweet as pie. And it stuck then.
Aww. Now I feel like you're so sweet, Ashley. Thank you. Thank you, Pie. Hold on. Let's say bye to Pie. Bye.
Bye, Pie.
You have a good one. Eric's on the Joe and Alex Show. Tell us about the nickname. Who has it?
So it's not me. It's one of my fraternity brothers. His name is Phil, and we started calling him Tubes, but then we started calling him Fallopian Tubes.
How did that come about? Just to be jerks, or was there something that set it off?
I have no clue. It just stuck, and that's what we've called him ever since.
Does a Fallopian Tube like his nickname?
That's correct. Fallopian Tubes.
All right, Eric, man, thank you for calling in here to the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. If you've got a nickname, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a tweet and follow us, too. It's @JoeAndAlexShow.